Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. This afternoon, we're going to be speaking with Betsy Lewis. Let me bring her on the air. Betsy, how are you today?
Oh, great, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Why don't you start out and tell the listeners about your books and your website?
Oh, okay. I'd love to do that. I have a website, which is BetsyLewis.com, and Betsy is spelled a little bit differently. It's Betsy, B-E-T-S-E-Y. Lewis is L-E-W-I-S.com, and I have all my books posted on there. Just click on books to read more about them. And I also have an Earth News One blog, and I'm posting everything that's going on with our planet right now. We've got some major, major things happening, and I want people to be aware and be prepared because we've got some big, big things coming up. But my books right now are Angels, Aliens, and Prophecy 2. And there's some great information there, probably alien abductions you've never heard about. There's just things that have been discovered in the Mojave that you've probably never heard about either. So there's some great things in that book. My latest book is Communicating with the Other Side, True Experiences of a Psychic Medium, and I have Mystic Revelations of 13. So be sure and check those out. Thank you, Mark, for letting me do that.
That's what this is, part of what this show is all about. You know, the one thing that comes to my mind, someone like you, and I think I'm kind of leaning more towards this myself, is our job is to summarize information. Because really, you know,
Right. Most
all the information in your books probably, and when I think of it myself, I think, oh, the Meyer material, hundreds, maybe hundreds of thousands of pages of information.
Right. Right.
And most people can't afford to and don't have the will to go through all this information themselves and try to figure it all out and
right.
put it together.
Right.
So people like you are doing a great service to society by summarizing it and maybe even drawing some conclusions and things like that.
Right. You know, and something else, Mark, you know, a lot of these stories haven't been heard about for years. You know, the Betty Andreessen Lucas story and her, you know, abduction case is probably one of the most incredible. There are some other ones out there that are just really fascinating, and I think those stories need to get out there again so people remember them and study them a little bit more, because there's some great information that came out of those abductions and cases that Raymond Fowler investigated, and of course Dr. John Mack and even Bud Hopkins with his you know, regressions that he did on hundreds of people that claim to have been abducted. So, and of course the work that you do is great too. You're getting it out there to everyone.
Well, thanks. I remember us talking last time a little bit about that Betty Andreessen, you called her?
Yes,
case?
Luca. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Could you just give us a brief overview of that again?
Well, she and her family were abducted countless times, and I think it actually began in the 60s. And it was kind of like there were several aliens involved. There were the typical grays, but there was also the ones that she called the elders. And she was taken to places, incredible places, and maybe these were holographic 3D images that she was being given. She actually went down a road like out of The Wizard of Oz, you know, the yellow brick road. She had special shoes on. It was like they were kind of downloading her information, you know, from her experiences and the things that she had seen. But she felt that they were like angelic beings. She didn't have any fear of them. She felt that what they were showing her was just amazing. And they told her that the human species is dying. We are killing ourselves. And what they're doing is creating hybrids to, you know, take over, to incorporate the new world that is coming. And certainly with all these earth changes and what we're doing to ourselves right now, we're destroying the earth, and we've got all kinds of things. I know you want to talk about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. We've got Iraq and ISIS. We've got Hamas. We've got what's going on in Israel, right? We've got just insanity going on out there. You know, the Mideast is just ready to explode. We've got our own civil war type things going on. It's not a civil war, but the riots that are going on here in the United States. And, you know, it's just insanity. It really is. You know, where are we headed? I don't know.
I got some really interesting clips. Sorry to interrupt you. I got some really interesting clips about the war in Ukraine, and they're just sounds of the fighting, because I want people to understand that the people in the Ukraine are very intelligent, hardworking people, as are the Russians, and they have a very, very advanced weapons. We do not need to have wars like this anymore. Let me first play a clip of some Ukrainian MiGs flying over the eastern Ukraine, just to kind of set the stage for, just so people can appreciate how dangerous and how much danger we're in here.
Давай, спускайся, красавчик.
Ого. Вот это сейчас будет прикол!
Go ahead, Betsy. Sorry I interrupted you. Still there? Did I lose you, Betsy? Goodness sake.
Oh, here I am, Mark. Sorry about that. I had it on mute for a minute while you were playing that. But, you know, there was a time traveler that showed up in a blog, and I know you know about this story. John Teeter was his name, and he talked about World War III coming to our planet in 2015. Now, that's very close, and look at everything that's going on. You know, he said that his timeline is different than ours, and, of course, humans have the opportunity and can create a different world or a different outcome. We can change timelines. But, you know, the way that we're headed right now, we are headed toward a World War III, I believe. I don't know how you see it, but it's just getting, like I said, crazy out there, insanity going on.
Well, what did you think of the sound of those Russian MiGs or Ukrainian MiGs?
It's frightening. It's frightening. You know, it's frightening.
It should be frightening because the modern society now, even countries like Ukraine, which, by the way, is about as big as Texas, this is serious, serious information. You know, this is not playtime anymore. You know,
it's not.
I mean, these are advanced societies with very, very advanced weapons. And I just want people to realize this, that I think war is really not an option anymore.
Well, it's not. It's not with the things that the technology that we have. We're not out there with swords anymore, you know, or clubs beating each other over the head, you know, or little cannons. Cannons were bad enough during the Civil War, but, you know, when you think of what we have now, and even when I was growing up, you know, there were drills at my elementary school that, you know, if there was an atomic bomb that was going to be exploded because things were, you know, the missile crisis, the Cuban missile crisis and all. And I had to run home, you know, from school to see how fast I could get home. Or we would, you know, duck under our chairs and desks, you know. And it was a scary time. I remember that so clearly. So here we are again in such a precarious type of world where we've got major earth changes going on. There's sinkholes forming all over the planet. Our environment is breaking down. We have sea stars from Alaska to Southern California that are dying in mass. They're melting, some kind of disease. They have no idea what's going on. We've got big earthquakes that have been happening since the beginning of the year. There's just so much going on with our planet right now, and it's tough times. You know, I believe we chose to be here at this time, and, you know, we are going to see a lot. I've always dreamed that major, major things were going to happen in my lifetime, later in my lifetime, and here we are.
Let me play this clip of some heavy firefights in the battle of what they call the Battle of Donetsk over there in the Ukraine. I'll just play a couple of minutes of this, then we can talk more about this. Isn't that sobering and eerie?
It is. It is. You know, and most of us are, you know, we didn't live through World War II, the Korean War, but I know people that did, and my parents were a part of that. During that time, my mother was catching rivets to build ships, and you know, it was a scary time then. And just think of what happened over in Europe and the carnage that went on over there. And here we are again. And I think the most incredible thing going on are children being killed. I mean, in Syria, just think of the children that have died over there and what's going on with, you know, Hamas and, like I said, ISIS. And what they're doing is, you know, they're trying to commit genocide on these people. And it's just because they worship differently, they have a different belief. I mean, it's always been that way. And it seems like something happened in our DNA, I think, Mark. You know, somebody goofed somewhere along the line because we just want to keep committing wars and killing each other. And when are we going to evolve beyond that? You know that's the question I ask.
What's interesting, one of the things that the Meyer information tells us is that we here on the Earth are descended from a race of genetically manipulated human beings that were engineered for shortened lifespans and engineered for aggression. And in other words, we were actually created to defend a group of beings in the Sirius system. And instead of killing us all off, they decided we were too dangerous, for one thing. So some of us were brought to the Sol system and kind of dumped off on Mars and this other planet called Melona and then eventually to Earth. So, yes, in our DNA, we do have this urge to fight. And that's part of the problem is we have to evolve out of this. Because if we don't, I mean, listen to those weapons, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You can't, I mean, we have weapons now that are just mind-boggling in their power.
Well,
Go ahead.
Think about the drones, too, out there. That's even frightening. I mean, there's no one inside these drones. I mean, they're being operated from miles and miles away, and they're, you know, killing people. It's, you know, and I think we've got drones over the United States everywhere. People can have drones, but, you know, I just wonder about all these drones. They scare me.
Sure, because there's no, I mean, with drones, then you can have a president or some high person in the government say, okay, just take this technology and go kill this person or that person or the other person. And at least with a person holding a gun, if you raise your hands up, they may not shoot. But with a drone, they're just gonna do it. So now we get the whole idea of automation in warfare, which is a whole other level of, you know, scariness.
Robots. Like,
robots.
The future is here. Yeah, robots, you know. And they're thinking robots. I mean, they're, you know, I've been watching that new TV series that Spielberg has called Extant about AI, artificial intelligence, and that might be where we're headed, that, you know, everything is going to be artificial intelligence someday. Can you imagine?
What do you think?
Where are we going to be in 100 years?
Do you think your next book will cover some of these issues, like artificial intelligence and robots and things like that?
That's a good idea. Maybe so. I'm working on a book right now called Earth Energy about honoring our Mother Earth, because I think we've become so disconnected with our planet, with everything. Everything has a consciousness. Everything has a, you know, everything is alive, and we've forgotten that. You know, the indigenous people remember that, and they honor that. And but the time that I spent with Native Americans during the 90s, I learned so much about honoring Earth and talking to everything. I mean, talk to a tree. It listens. It hears you. It may not have the consciousness we have, but it does. Everything is alive, and everything has, you know, everything is part of the whole, or the God consciousness, if you want to call it. And I think that's so important. So I'm talking about the elements, the different elements, and what they mean and what we've done, you know, like ions before a storm, positive, negative ions. There's so much I hope to implant in people to get back to nature again, to get away from all the electronic stuff and just really get out there and meditate with Earth, to sit on the Earth, talk to her. You know, we're going to feel that energy. We're going to get back to Earth. And Earth always warns us before a major thing happens, a volcano, if we listen, you know, and that's something we've forgotten, to trust our intuition, our sixth sense, and we all have it. I mean, you know, there isn't anyone out there that doesn't have it, but we've really suppressed it through the years and forgotten that we do have this amazing God-given talent.
You said something very interesting, that the Earth warns us before these things happen. One of the warnings I think we're getting are these massive fires. Let me play a short clip about the incredible Carlton Complex fire in Washington State.
Tonight, hot, dry winds are fanning wildfires in six western states. Hundreds of families have been forced from their homes, and some have no home to go back to. Carter Evans reports Washington is among the hardest hit.
Smoke rose 25,000 feet over the largest fires burning in Washington State. The fire that's destroyed 100 homes in Potreros has scorched more than 168,000 acres. Josh Allen was turned away at a roadblock.
Probably the hardest thing I've had to do. Knowing that your house is burning up.
This fire on the eastern slopes of the Cascade Mountains produced a wall of flames that moved in on the town of Leavenworth. 900 homes have been evacuated, including Tim Germain's.
It really looked like, you know, the cauldron of hell. You know, you could see flames everywhere you looked. With this kind of heat and wind, it looks like eastern Washington is going to burn to the ground.
Across the country, 12 states are experiencing severe to extreme drought conditions. At U.S. Forest Service headquarters in Los Angeles, they're juggling assets to cover areas at risk. But Forest Supervisor Thomas Contreras says that causes other problems.
How does that impact you down here?
Well, it impacts me because now I have a hole where we've moved our assets up there. And again, we want to provide the protection that's necessary here. We will get resources from other parts of the United States to fill in our gaps.
The last time this part of the Angeles National Forest got any rain was back in February. And Scott, it was barely measurable.
Carter, thanks very much.
I bet, have you heard of the Carlton Complex fires in Washington State?
I have. And, you know, it's really strange, the droughts that we're seeing, the wildfires, and then some areas are getting flooded, you know, like the East Coast, the South, that we've seen huge storms that are coming into this area. It's like everything is just out of balance. Everything, the earth is wobbling. And, you know, the indigenous people are seeing that up in Alaska. They have spent time up there. They know. There's an excellent documentary, and I've talked about this quite a bit. It's a BBC documentary. You can go to YouTube, and it tells about Planet X. It shows you photographs of what might be Planet X out there, but the indigenous people way up north in the Arctic spend so much time in the outdoors, and they've noticed that the sun is out of place, it's not setting in the right place that it should be, and the stars are not in the right position. And these people know that there's something going on. They're the first to see it. And, you know, I talked about the sinkholes earlier. There are sinkholes forming everywhere around the world. There was four huge sinkholes that formed in Siberia recently. Mexico, there's a great big huge crack that opened up in the earth, and also in Arizona recently in Navajo land. So there's something happening to our planet.
It's really bizarre, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, you think about with the wars and everything, I think an earth change is going to happen before there's World War III. What do you think, Mark? What's your take on it?
I think we've destroyed the forests. I think mankind wants to live in moderate places, moderate weather. So he has destroyed the forests in so many places, and I think the forests moderate our climate. They create shade in the summer that keeps the soil from getting so hot. They absorb lots of water. They slow down strong winds. And because are destroying our forests and have destroyed our forests for such a long time, our weather patterns are getting more and more and more intense. So this is the byproduct of all this. So I think that's why we're seeing this.
You're
intense.
Right.
The other thing that's interesting is the earthquakes. And I think the earthquakes and the sinkholes are related. Part of this is probably because of fracking, which I'm doing a show this evening about fracking. And I don't know if you've studied fracking. It's a really scary
thing. I have. It is.
Well, what I've learned that's so shocking to me, that every one of those fracking wells uses between 1 and 8 million gallons of water. And they mix hundreds of chemicals into this water. So every fracked well just pollutes millions of gallons of water. And there are thousands of these fracking wells all over the United States. And because fracking destroys like the sandstone and the shale and things like that, it makes the ground unstable. And then they're seeing earthquakes that are happening where these fracking wells are. It's such
right.
Isn't it complicated? It's very, very intertwined. And I think part of the reason we're having all these wars is because, like you were saying, the people are no longer connected with nature. And that's part of why people don't feel natural respect and honor and love. And I think they feel dehumanized. Part of the dehumanization is you'll see the extreme tattoos. I've seen pictures of people that are cutting holes in their cheeks, and they're cutting holes like in their noses and putting daggers in their nose. And the Meyer material says the next thing that we'll see is robotic people, where people will have their arms and legs removed and attached to machines. So this is a whole new level of insanity that we've never even experienced before.
Right. And, you know, Mother Earth has a consciousness, like I mentioned it. She is alive, and we're taking out the lifeblood. You know, we've taken out uranium. We've taken out gold. We've taken out precious metals in the earth. We've taken out the oil. We're taking out the water. We're destroying the water. So we're taking everything out. And, you know, and what's interesting is the Aboriginal people of Australia have a legend that they came from another planet to this planet, and the planet needed a grid system to hold it in place. And they said that certain minerals and everything around the earth held that. And now that we're taking everything out of the earth, including crystals and everything else, that the balance is totally off. We're completely out of balance. And so, you know, something's going to give. It has to with what we're doing. We've dishonored the earth. And, you know, the way we're headed, and I'm saying the way we're headed, I don't know if it's too late to change things. We haven't changed anything. And it seems with all the greed in the earth, it's just getting worse. You know, like you said, the fracking. I mean, there's places in the East Coast where these people turn on their faucets and, you know, they can light a match and they get fire, right, because of the gas coming out. It's insane, right? God.
It's so bizarre. It's like I'm living in Bizarro World. That's what I call it.
I know. Twilight Zone, right?
Twilight Zone.
It is. Oh. It is.
Fire
and
comes up.
I wouldn't have dreamed.
I know.
I would have dreamed this, would ever happen to our planet. You know, when I was growing up, I got to see pristine mountains and everything. And the places that I used to visit, the lakes here in Idaho, a lot of them are polluted now. Mm. Our water, we're running out of water. And a Native American that I spent time with and got to know was Corbin Harney. He passed away a few years ago, but he was the spiritual leader of the Shoshone Nation. And he said that water, he had a dream that water came to him and said, I will look like water, but I won't be water anymore. You know, he said that that's going to change. And I'm sure someday we're going to have water wars.
Wow. You know, I hope he's wrong, but I really feel he's right.
I do too.
You know, the Meyer material talks about Weisenheiten. You know, it's a German word. But he says that even the air and the water has a spirit form. And it's really interesting that that Native American man was communicating with the spirit form associated with the water.
Right.
And our point of view is that, oh, that's just, you know, woo-woo, you know, that isn't real, that's not scientific. But I think our science has become so materialistic in its thinking that it's completely disregarding this whole spiritual aspect of things. And that's why we're in chaos.
You're so right, Mark. So right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, if John Cheetah was real, he was a time traveler from the year 2036, of course. That's what he said. But there were so many interesting things that he said, too, when he appeared in a blog in the year 2000. He only stayed for a few months, but he answered so many questions. He said he returned to get some kind of part from an IBM 5100 computer. And I guess it has special attributes that, you know, nobody knew about, which has been, you know, confirmed. But he said that what's really interesting is that he said that, have you considered that your society might be better off if half of you were dead? While you sit and watch your constitution being torn away from you, you willfully eat poison food, buy manufactured products no one needs, and turn an uncaring eye away from millions of people. And he went on to say that, you know, that in his timeline, that they looked on us with disdain, that no one likes us in the future, our society, which I can understand, that he said this time period, our present time period, is looked at as being full of lazy, self-centered, civically ignorant sheep. Whoa, that's pretty amazing. You know, and I think about what the Native Americans say, that what we do today affects seven generations. And look what we're doing to the seven generations on this planet. You know, when you think about it, the future is there. It's already there. But we can change timelines. I believe that. I think there are many timelines. I believe the past, present, and future are all happening at the same time. And we can change timelines. And even John Teeter, if he was a time traveler, said that we can change timelines.
Well, let's hope.
Let's hope so, too. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
One of the things that I'm going to throw this out, this is going to be very controversial for people in the alternative community. There's certainly plenty of space on the planet. There's 4.5 million square miles in Antarctica that people could live on. No one wants to live there because it's so cold. And there's millions and millions of square miles on the oceans where theoretically people could live. But if you look at our current situation realistically, with all the people starving and all of these wars, I think if we allow our population to get bigger, that these problems are only going to get worse. What are your thoughts, Betsy?
Mark, I agree with you. You know, I've seen those experiments with rats where they put rats together, too many in a small, you know, little closure, and they start turning on each other. They start trying to kill each other. And here we are, over 7 billion people on the planet, and you know, we're turning on each other, and that may be part of it too, that something has to give. There's just too many people on this planet, you know.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Most people don't like when I say that.
I know. Well, you know, I've got to be truthful in what I feel. And, you know, I know I'm probably stepping on some toes when I say things like that. But, you know, we've just got to wake up. That's, you know, our planet really isn't that big. When you look at it, when the astronauts take photos of it, you know, and this little marble out there compared to other planets, you know, you think Jupiter, how huge it is. Our planet has become very small, and it's getting smaller.
Yeah.
Not in size-wise, but I mean with people-wise and travel-wise. And
sure, sure, absolutely. I agree. Now, I've kept you a little bit longer. Do you still need to go at half an hour? I know you got a lot to do.
I can stay a little bit longer, Mark.
Okay, I appreciate you staying longer. I didn't want to let
you
forget.
Welcome.
We got carried away.
I know.
I have the man that was shot in Ferguson. Well, a lot of people maybe have heard briefly about the second guy that was shot. Well, I have a clip of the second shooting. Now, we were talking about rats trying to kill each other and whatnot.
Right.
Listen to this. I may not play it all because it's just disturbing.
The police gonna pull up. You see, y'all call the police?
Come
on, bagging
bro.
Up. You got a gun out. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. They got their guns out. Damn. Oh my God. They just killed him. Oh, here we go again. They just killed this man. He's dead.
Look how they put him in muscle and that nigga already dead, man. That's fucked up, guys.
They're putting him in cuffs. He's dead. Oh my God. They just killed this man. He didn't have a gun on him.
They cuffing him. Why they
now
cuffing
they cuffing him. He already dead. He already dead. Y'all see it for y'allself. The man is already dead. They cuffing him. They cuffing him. I got everything on camera. From the time it started in everything. Oh my God. They just killed him, y'all. He dead. This is just like, I don't even know what to do. Oh my God, he's still holding his gun out. The man is dead. Oh my God.
Anyway, it goes on and on there. There's a video out on YouTube. I've probably watched it 10 times, and that's extremely, extremely disturbing. That's the second man that was shot by the police in Ferguson, Missouri. It's a strange video. The guy is, I don't know, he's upset, whatever, and the police pull up, and I don't know if he had a weapon or not. I didn't see a weapon, and he walks towards the police.
Mm-hmm.
And he's outraged, and he says, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. And they shot him. Both police officers emptied their guns into him, and then he fell dead. And as you could hear, you know, the guy's dead, and they're cuffing him. And it's just a horrible, horrible situation. It's like our whole country falling into chaos. And that can almost bring tears to your eyes to hear that sort of stuff. It's just
Well, I hope John Teeter is wrong about a civil war in this country. He said it started several years before 2012 in his timeline, but maybe in our timeline we're still headed there. You know, we're moving into a police state right now. There's still a lot of racial tension going on, you know, and it's like someone stirring the pot, right, out there. They want to create all this chaos with wars, everything that's going on in the world, and here in the United States, you know, our borders now, southern border, we've got, they're saying terrorists can come over. Here's more fear. And the drug cartels, we've got everybody moving in, and we have no one, you know, protecting our borders anymore. So that's just crazy. There's not enough, you know, military down there or border patrols. And I knew that. I lived in Tucson in the year 2001, and I knew eventually things were going to get crazy on the borders. It was crazy enough when I was down there, but I saw where we were headed, and I knew that was coming, that it was going to be bad.
And you moved to Idaho?
Well, I've moved kind of around. I've been a gypsy, Mark.
Oh,
I've lived
okay.
in California, L.A. for 25 years in Southern and Northern California. I lived in Salt Lake City. I lived in Florida for about a year. I lived in Tucson for about a year. And now I'm in Idaho. So
I think Idaho is beautiful, isn't it?
It is. We've had some beautiful areas. But sadly, right now, we've got a beetle infestation in our pine trees that are killing them. And they say that's from global warming. And it's just destroyed them. So everything is so dried out here. You know, major fires are so easily. It's just, you know, it'll go up in seconds. Because they're so dry, they're dead, most of them. And all you see are dead trees all over, these brown trees, not the green trees it used to be.
Yeah, there's so many things wrong on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about a beetle, you know. That's just one of so many problems that are going on.
Right. Yeah, and you think about the starfish, the sea stars that are dying. They don't know why. It's some kind of disease. They say maybe it is radiation from Fukushima. Who knows? But
their
little arms are falling off. And then the inside, you know, their main body is just like melting. They've never seen anything like it. And they're not sure if it's just going to phase out. And, of course, sea stars are so important to the ecology of the ocean, because when they die out, then other species, you know, take over and they destroy other things. And, you know, everything is in balance until, you know, something happens to that species. And we forget that when especially with humans and how we've changed so many things by tampering with it, if we just leave things alone, you know, Mother Nature has a plan, you know. It works in perfect order, but we always want to change things. Humans always want to step in and bring a species to another area or, you know, it's crazy.
What day and time is your blog talk show on? Don't you
have it on Wednesdays. And, you know, I've got you on the 17th, September 17th from 6 to 7, that's Mountain Time. So we're going to talk about a lot of things, and I'm looking forward to that, Mark. That'll be great.
Do you talk about these kinds of things on your show? I mean,
you know, I've had a lot of different guests on my show, astrologers. I've had people, many of the people that have been on Coast to Coast, a great many of them, and I feel very honored to have had these people on my show about ETs and abductions. I've had Michael Horn, who is the representative for Billy Meyer case, and so many, many people, and it varies. You know, I look for different people. I've had best-selling authors that, you know, poets like Mark Nepo, so a variety of people, spiritual people, metaphysical people, Native Americans. So, yeah, a lot of different things. And I like to cover subjects like this.
I think it's real important, and I'm real glad to have this conversation because you're clued in. I like that.
Well, thank you, Mark. So are you.
You're clued in on what's going on. And I think we need to make people aware of this so we can turn this bad path that we're on around.
Because I was just going to say, Mark, I'm sorry, there's kind of a delay there, and I don't mean to talk over you, but I think if we get back into prayer as we start honoring Earth again, that we talk to Earth, that we just understand that everything is alive, and we need to honor that with our planet, with ourselves. You know, we don't even honor ourselves anymore. When you look at the people out there, people aren't taking care of themselves and their health anymore. It's, you know, we're so involved in fast foods and just look at the planet and you'll see what, you know, I don't want to get after people with with weight and things like that, but, you know, we're just not. I don't remember that when I was growing up. We ate better foods. Of course, there wasn't all the additives in food like we have today. People cooked from scratch, and we don't do that anymore. We like to buy things that are already ready-made that has tons of toxic stuff in it, sulfates, you know, just on and on. So, you know, we've got to get back to that, too, and start taking care of ourselves and loving ourselves.
The angle you have on this whole John Teeter thing is very interesting. I wasn't aware of all that. So what he's talked about is exactly what's happening, basically.
Right. He talked about mad cow disease. He said it's worse than we've really been told. He said that the New York skyline was going to change. He didn't say anything about 9/11, but he did say the skyline was going to change, which is really interesting. And this is in the year 2000. So he knew that, and many, many other things that he talked about. And like he said, you know, timelines are different. So, you know, anything that's happening could be a little bit later. I believe that there are so many timelines going on, and it's up to us. You know, we can change these things. We are not doomed, you know, unless we want to be doomed. You know, we can change anything. And I think, you know, because we are electrical beings, you know, we create things. When we are all in fear, we're putting that fear into the earth. We're putting it into the atmosphere, and it just radiates. So maybe the earth is feeling our fear right now, our pain, our hatred. You know, it's feeling all these things, and negative emotions are, you know, just as powerful as positive emotions.
Well, the Meyer material talks about the power of our thoughts. And the books, one of the books I'm reading, I've been reading two books from Billy. One's called The Psyche, and the other one is called The Might of the Thoughts. It's interesting what you just said, because I highlighted this little thing in a paragraph here. It says, the human being is always and in every moment master of his/her own situation. And indeed, even when he/she suffers affliction and misery, or when he/she feels weak, ill, and abandoned, through the might of the thoughts, each human being determines his/her own state, and indeed, as a rule, via the psyche, which is formed by the mind of the thoughts in a negative or positive, or rather neutral positive equalized way. If the human being forms his or her thoughts in a neutral positive way, then he/she is raised by their might into unimagined heights and rewarded with love, harmony, and joy of living. So you're right. We can change this situation. And it does seem to start out with our thoughts. They talk about in the Meyer material, they say that, how did I read that? It was the wife. Have you ever heard of Guido Musburger?
I don't know if you've ever heard. I haven't, no.
He wrote
no.
the book And Still They Fly. It was one of the first. He was close to the people over there in Switzerland, and he lived mm-hmm. not far away, and he wrote his own book on the Meyer material, and I think his wife was real interested in it as well. So when Guido passed away, she did part of the foreword for this Might of Thoughts book, and she said something really interesting that jumped out at me today about the people of our humankind having an ill consciousness, that our thoughts, that we actually literally have an ill consciousness. And maybe it was Semyase that said, what did she say? You're an insane society, rushing headlong to your own destruction, and only a mass change of consciousness can avoid the coming disaster. Mm-hmm. So I think we really need to learn to change our thinking here on the earth.
Right, right.
And that's basically what we've been saying here, I think.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about the harmonic convergence in 1987, Dr. Jose Arguez organized that. And people from all around the world came together on a weekend in August of 1987 and prayed and meditated. And, you know, shortly after that, the Berlin Wall came down. Now, I'm not sure if the two were related, but I think with all that positive energy, it did create, you know, something that positive that happened in the world. And I think we can do that again if we all come together. But right now we're so in fear, and you know, when you're talking about these riots that are going on and people upset, you know, people getting shot and killed by police, you know, it's more fear, anger, and it's just going to continue escalating. You know, people with guns, it's nuts, you know, and I think violence begets violence. You know, it really does. You know, there will be no end if we continue with all the violence. And here in Idaho, I don't know where, you know, in your state, but they just allowed college students to carry guns on them when they go to school. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, it's becoming like the old West again. You know, the OK Corral, let's shoot everybody, you know.
What's interesting,
it's crazy.
The Meyer people do something called the peace meditation, and it says in the spring of 1984, there's supposed to be this high council instituted something called the peace meditation to benefit Earth. And so supposedly there are people on other worlds as well as here on the Earth that now at a regular time meet to do something called the peace meditation. And there's a sentence that they say in this peace meditation that's supposed to come from the words of the Lyrian language, which is a language that was spoken on Earth about 289,000 years ago, and then again in 13,500 years ago, by these people who were from Lyra Vega. They were descendants of extraterrestrials who inhabited our planet for a short time, but they say that by speaking or thinking this sentence in unison as a group, certain impulses are released from the storage banks, which help to cause peace here on the earth. So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe peace and meditation and getting back in touch with nature is really what we need to do here on the earth. And Betsy, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And why don't you again remind people about your website and your books and everything? We've only got about 5 minutes left.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. It's BetsyLewis.com is my website. And I have an Earth News One blog that you can go to. Just click on that for everything that's going on with the Earth, the sinkholes, the volcanoes going off, solar events, just everything, even my own predictions when I think that There's going to be earthquakes, strong earthquakes. So be sure and visit that. And my books are all available on Amazon and all internet bookstores. And they can just go to my website and click on books to learn more about my books. And Mark, thank you so much. And, you know, I was thinking about the walls of Jericho when you were saying that resonance and vibration, you know, people walking around the walls of Jericho brought it down, according
Amazing.
To the Bible. So resonance and meditation, you know, it's all energy. That's all we are. Everything in this world is energy. We can do anything, right?
We sure can. Thanks, Betsy. Have a great day.
Thank you. Oh, you have a great weekend, too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.